Iran's foreign minister warned today that the attack on its main nuclear enrichment site will impact ongoing talks with the United States to rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. insists it had nothing to do with the sabotage on Sunday. Borzu Daragahi is international correspondent for The Independent, and he joins us now from Istanbul. He's on Skype with the latest. And Borzu, what is going on there? Media reports out of Israel are saying Israel is responsible for this attack. Is it connected to these upcoming talks?
Well, I think that the planning for this type of operation, it's at least months, if not years. What I think is interesting is the fact that Israel didn't call off the attack despite the talks that are resuming this week. And so I think that's the most that we can say. Is it linked to the – was the attack linked to the talks? Probably not. Was the fact that they didn't call off the attack linked to the talks? Probably.
Borzu, I just want to make certain that I'm clear on motive here with Israel potentially taking responsibility for this attack. We know that Iran is Israel's biggest strategic threat, but can you lay out for us more on why, what the motive might have been in light of the fact that these talks are upcoming? I understand what you're saying about this might have been years in the making or months in the making, but just to get clarity for those who don't know the history here.
I mean, the motive is Israel does not want the revival of the nuclear deal. They don't want Iran and the U.S. to have even the semblance of normalized relations. There are a number of different theories as to why Israel does not want this. Benjamin Netanyahu says that Iran cannot be trusted and that the nuclear deal will help Iran assemble the components to a nuclear program, even as the nuclear deal puts limits on Iran's nuclear program. There's others who speculate that Israel's real motive is just to prevent any kind of diplomatic rapprochement between the United States and Iran, as that would damage Israel's standing in the Middle East. It would give the U.S. an opportunity to not focus so much on the Middle East and perhaps move some of its military assets out of the Middle East. And that would be a threat to Israel and its posture and its tremendous strategic advantages in the Middle East.
How does this compromise the Biden administration's desire to restore this deal? Does Iran want the U.S. back in this deal?
Iran wants the sanctions removed. Iran wants its frozen assets that include billions in dollars held in bank accounts abroad, wants them released. Iran would like, but it's not a deal killer, access to the dollarized banking system that has been elusive to it so that it can conduct transactions for the things that it needs and for its exporters, for its oligarchs to become wealthy and powerful and so on. They can't do that without access to the international banking system. And it's a problem for their exporters. It's a problem for their importers. And it, you know, destabilizes to some extent the support for the regime. What the attack like this does, it poisons the diplomatic atmosphere. Just imagine, you know, these guys coming back to Vienna on Wednesday after such a thing has happened, Iran's most sensitive nuclear site hit by a sabotage attack that was, you know, most likely carried out by one of the U.S.'s closest partners. So that, I think, definitely sours the mood when those guys sit down and talk.
Can you lay out for us how much this attack has impacted, potentially impacted or affected this program, Iran's program?
We have no idea. I mean, they've not disclosed that. The Iranian government acknowledged that some centrifuges were damaged. And occasionally when one of these centrifuges busts or breaks, they bring out one of the old ones to replace it. So, you know, we're 300 centrifuges damaged. Will Iran quickly replace those 300? Or did it disrupt a kind of key component of the infrastructure of the facility so that it'll take longer? We don't know. They've not disclosed that.
Borzu Daragahi is international correspondent for The Independent. Thank you so much for this update.
It's been a pleasure.